A prayer for our children. Righteousness. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. As a king, abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the United States of America. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of their nation and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood, from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. Peace and mercy be upon our children and their house, and upon the Israel of God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the Father in heaven lift up his countenance upon our children and their house, and give them peace. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. His countenance beholds the upright. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. By awesome deeds and righteousness you will answer us, O God of our salvation, you who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of all the far-off seas. We come to the Father by Jesus Christ, whose sandal strap we are not worthy to loose, and the precious blood that he shed, for worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house our children are, if they hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end, grace be with them all. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and their land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him, and shall make his footsteps their pathway. In the name of Jesus Christ, abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. So in his name, let our children and their house stand, therefore, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. For he, God, in his infinite wisdom, made him who knew no sin, Jesus, to be sin for our children, so that they might become the righteousness of God through him, Jesus Christ, their Savior, their Redeemer, their life, and their resurrection. In his righteousness they are exalted as well. He is the glory of their strength, and in his favor their horn is exalted. God, who delights in exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, is upright. He is their rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. The Lord our God will never forget our children. They have been inscribed on the palms of his hands. He will never leave them nor forsake them. He will dwell in our children and their house and walk among them and their people. Even to the end of age, Jesus Christ will be with our children. He will never leave them or forsake them. In Christ we pray that the Lord will impute righteousness to our children and their house, that it will overtake them and their people. And he who makes justice the measuring line and righteousness the plumb line will not rest until their righteousness goes forth as brightness, and our children wear the crown of righteousness which the Lord will give to them on the day of Christ. The Lord has called our children and their house in righteousness and will hold their hand. Surely in the Lord they have righteousness and strength. Surely in the Lord our God and all their descendants shall be justified and shall glory. In Christ we pray that God in his mercy will put a hunger and a thirst in our children and their people for righteousness. For blessed is they who hungers and thirsts for righteousness, for they shall be filled. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. Truly he will fill our children and their house with justice and righteousness. Let our children seek first the kingdom of God, and all other things will be added to them. For the kingdom of God is not what they eat or drink, but righteousness and peace and the joy in the Holy Spirit. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will commit their way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth their righteousness as the light, and their justice as the noonday. May our children and their people receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of their salvation. The Lord is their shepherd, they shall not want. He restores their soul, so that our children may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness. Follow righteousness and mercy in the midst of the paths of justice, and find life, righteousness, and honor, for righteousness delivers from death. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, who became for our children and their bloodline wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, in Christ we pray, the Lord our righteousness will lead our children and establish them in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. In Christ we petition the Lord to open to our children and their house the gates of righteousness, and in Christ we pray that our children and all of their loved ones will go through them offering the sacrifices of righteousness, putting their trust in the Lord. May the Lord lead our children and their family in righteousness and make their way straight before his face, and for his righteousness' sake revive them and bring their soul out of trouble. The one who sits on the throne of mercy and truth, judging and seeking justice and hastening righteousness, he guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints. You, our children, are one of his saints. He will make our children and their family understand righteousness, justice, equity, and every good path. For the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness is to children's children. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. The Lord will raise our children and their family up in righteousness, and he will direct all their ways. Their work will be peace, and the effect of their righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. Their peace will be like a river, and their righteousness like the waves of the sea. In righteousness they shall be established. Our children shall be far from oppression, for they shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near them. Then their light shall break forth like the morning. Their healing shall spring forth speedily, and their righteousness shall go before our children. The glory of the Lord shall be their rear guard. No weapon formed against our children shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against them in judgment they shall condemn. For our children and their people are servants of God, not only servants, but also children of God, and their righteousness is from him. Our children and their house shall be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. They will not hide his righteousness within their heart. Instead, let their mouth tell of his righteousness and his salvation. Declare his faithfulness, loving kindness, and truth. And let their tongue speak of his word. Sing aloud of his righteousness, and sing praise to the name of the Lord all the day long. In the name of Jesus Christ, he who is before all things, in Christ we pray that our children and their family will put off, concerning their former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of their mind, and that they put on the new man which was created according to God in righteousness and true holiness. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will flee also youthful lusts. Instead, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness, and peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, sanctifying the Lord God in their hearts. In Christ we pray that our children will be quick to confess their sins, for he is faithful and just to forgive them their sins and to cleanse them from all unrighteousness. Let us pray to God, and he will delight in our children. They shall see his face with joy, for he restores to man his righteousness. God revealed the righteousness of God, which is through faith in Jesus Christ, to our children, and being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, God has passed over the sins that were previously committed to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Christ himself bore their sins in his own body on the tree, that our children who, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, presenting themselves to God as being alive from the dead, submitted to the righteousness of God, instruments of righteousness, obedient to righteousness, and becoming slaves of righteousness for holiness' sake, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will awake to righteousness, obtaining the precious faith by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. For with the heart one believes to righteousness, becoming an heir of righteousness which is according to faith, believing the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, and believing on him who justifies the ungodly. Their faith is accounted for righteousness. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, "The just shall live by faith." Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. In the name of Jesus Christ, in whom grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life, now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed our children sow and increase the fruits of their righteousness. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will sow for themselves righteousness, reap in mercy, break up their fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, follow after righteousness, until he comes and rains righteousness on them and their house. Let justice run down like water, and righteousness like a mighty stream. Rain down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. In Christ, we beg of our children, seek righteousness, seek humility, and may God purify our children and their house, purge them as gold and silver, bring them forth to the light, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. God grant that our children, being delivered from the hand of their enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of their life, walking before him in truth, in righteousness, in uprightness of heart, seeking his glory, and no unrighteousness be in them. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us shame of face, for our righteousness is but filthy rags. Nevertheless, let our children not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but be strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he has promised he is also able to perform. For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. According to all his righteousness in Christ we pray that the Father of righteousness will help them and their house to keep justice and do righteousness. Let his salvation come to our children and their house, and his righteousness be revealed to our children and their people. His righteousness is near, it shall not be far off, his salvation shall not linger. May Jehovah Sitkanu, the Lord their righteousness, make our children and their people walk uprightly, work righteousness, speak the truth in their hearts, be skilled in the word of righteousness, eat the solid food of the word which belongs to those who are of full age, having their senses exercised to discern both good and evil, sowing the fruit of righteousness in peace and declaring righteousness. For if Christ is in our children, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. For as the earth brings forth its bud, as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before our children. But of him they are in Christ Jesus, who became for our children wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So in Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus, that our children and all of their people will receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, and righteousness will reign in their life through the one, Jesus Christ, fulfilling all righteousness. They shall put on righteousness, and it will clothe our children. Their justice will be like a robe and a turban. Our children shall shine like the brightness of the firmament and turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. For God Almighty, high and lofty One, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, has known our children in order that they may command their children and their household after them, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice. Let our children and their people disperse abroad, give to the poor, be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, keep justice, do righteousness at all times, fear the Lord, and by their spirit within them, seek God eagerly and learn righteousness, so that their work is honorable and glorious, and their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be exalted with honor, wealth and riches will be in their house, riches and honor will be with our children in their house, enduring riches and righteousness. In Christ we pray that our children will hold fast to their righteousness. They will not let it go. Their heart shall not reproach them as long as they live. Blessed be the Lord our God, who delights in them, repaying our children and their house for their righteousness and their faithfulness. He will reward our children and their house according to their righteousness. According to the cleanness of their hands, he will recompense them and their people. In Christ we pray our children will see his face in righteousness. They shall be satisfied when they awaken his likeness, being accepted by him who is faithful and true, abiding in him and born of him. The Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God who is holy shall be hallowed in righteousness. For his salvation will be forever, and his righteousness will not be abolished. In the name of Jesus Christ, the branch of righteousness, Christ we ask the God of righteousness to deliver our children and their house in his righteousness, so that they will never be ashamed and cause our children to escape. May he incline his ear to them and save them. In his abundant mercy, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has vindicated our children and their house, for he has begotten them again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and does not fade away, reserved in heaven for our children who are kept by the power of God through the righteousness of faith. According to his own righteousness, let him make their way blameless. Convict our children and their house of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, giving them righteous lips that are to his delight, and our children shall go in the strength of the Lord God and make mention of his righteousness, of his only. In Christ we pray that he will betroth our children and their house to him in righteousness and justice, in loving kindness and mercy. Betroth them and all of their people to him in faithfulness, and they shall know the Lord. Let our children and their family seek him daily and delight to know his ways. Take delight in approaching him and be found in the way of righteousness. O continue your loving kindness to those who know you and your righteousness to the upright in heart, O Lord. And this in Christ we pray, that their love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that our children may approve the things that are excellent, that they may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. God, who has given to our children that indescribable gift of righteousness, is their God in truth and righteousness. May the Lord bless our children and give his angels charge over them to keep them and all of their people in righteousness. Train our children by gentle chastising, that afterward they yield the peaceful fruit of righteousness, as righteousness leads to life. In the way of righteousness is life, and its pathway there is no death. Righteousness shall exalt our children in their house. The Lord loves them who follows righteousness. To do righteous and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them. Righteousness of the righteous shall be upon themselves, and their righteousness shall answer for them. God will judge our children and their house according to their righteousness and according to their integrity within them. Let their house be full of justice. Righteousness shall lodge in it. Let it be called the house of righteousness, the faithful house. In Christ we pray that our children will not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? In Christ we pray our children and their people will execute judgment and righteousness and deliver the plundered out of the hand of the oppressor. Do no wrong and do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, or the widow, nor shed innocent blood. Our children shall do no injustice in judgment. They shall not be partial to the poor, nor honor the person of mighty, but in righteousness they shall judge their neighbor. But judgment will return to righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Hear in heaven and act and judge your servants, condemning the wicked, bringing their way on their head, and justifying the righteous by giving them according to their righteousness. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with equity and his truth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory. According to your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has openly shown in the sight of the nations. You, O Lord, have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. You, O Lord, love righteousness and justice. The earth is full of all your goodness. Also, your righteousness, O God, is very high. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God! Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. Your delight is in the fear of the Lord, and you shall not judge by the sight of your eyes, nor decide by the hearing of your ears. But with righteousness you shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. You shall strike the earth with the rod of your mouth, and with the breath of your lips you shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of your loins, and faithfulness the belt of your waist. Clouds and darkness surround you. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. A fire goes before you and burns up your enemies round about. Let our children meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Let them speak of the might of your awesome acts, and they will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord lives in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. The nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him they shall glory. Our children and their house shall bless themselves in him, and in him they shall glory. Let the heavens declare his righteousness. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in a storehouse. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. As he spoke, and it was done, he commanded, and it stood fast. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him and his love, being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, May they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, for it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and we receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith, that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory, and the power, and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and are in the earth? By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God.